Karting Equipment thanks Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The price is great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need. Or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Welcome to the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, about to get underway with Sportsman. 125 heavy and super heavy, we're racing as Barry Laver gets the jump off the start up the inside. Following him through, it looks like Jose Ruiz in the 8 kart. No, it's Michael Hanrahan. Hanrahan now works up into second position behind Laver. Super heavies back there, Rodney Franks, Blair Williams, Bloodworth having a moment in the formation laps along with Greg Williams, both having a spin as they were getting ready for the start. Into complete, lap number one, Laver leading the way. No, Hanrahan makes the pass and Hanrahan will lead them across the stripe at the end of lap number one. Laver sits in second position, Gillette's back there in third, Jose Ruiz. Then it's Jack Turnbull, Rodney Franks, Greg Williams, Eddie Ruiz, Jason Bors, McPhee and Blair both off the circuit here in the early laps of this first heat of the day. So around the top of the circuit now, Michael Hanrahan extending his lead at the front of the field. He was able to make a good move to jump to the front. But as I say that, Chris Gillette now takes the lead. So Hanrahan having some difficulties out there, and now along with the 17 of Barry Laver has fallen back into the pack. So Gillette in the 4 is your new race leader, and he has a good gap between himself and the number 7 of Jose Ruiz. Jose Ruiz back there in second position. Then it's Laver trying to grab back as they work their way through the S's now. It is nose to tail. Bloodworth and Blair also dropping back through the pack as well. Well, we know we lost Blair on lap number one, but Bloodworth, I thought, did complete a lap, but not showing it out on the circuit. So it's Chris Gillette leading the way from Jose Ruiz. Laver trying to grab some positions back now with Turnbull and Williams. Eddie Ruiz gets past Hanrahan, who's really fading after being an early leader. Then it's Rodney Franks and Jason Bors rounds out the field. So DNF so far in heat number one include McPhee, Blair and Bloodworth. Not a good start for those three competitors. Gillette clicks off lap number 5. Ruiz now 1.7 seconds back off the leader. He has a 5.8 second gap over Barry Laver, Turnbull, Eddie Ruiz, Williams. They swap positions on this lap. Now Hanrahan trying to have a go at Williams as they head up the back straight. Hanrahan in the 8 cart. The 15 is Williams. Holds him off for the moment. As that Ruiz it is. It's Jose Ruiz. Pep having some dramas there through the pit turn. And Pep Ruiz off the circuit. He does gather it back up, but he's now running second last on the track. So Barry Laver, who was the early race leader, has worked his way back up into second position now, but he's a long way back off our leader in Chris Gillette. Cart number 4 leads them across the start-finish line. And then this huge back gap to Laver and Turnbull, who are still battling it out for that second position. So as they head through Revolution Race Gear, turn number 1, now through the S's, Laver and Turnbull nose to tail. Turnbull, who started out of position number 5, Laver was the pole sitter, and then currently they're battling it out for second position. Leader across the line again, 7 laps down, 4 laps remaining here in heat number 1 of Sportsman 125 Heavy and Super Heavy. So Eddie Ruiz in 4th position, here's the first of the Super Heavy competitors, Hanrahan, Williams, Franks and Jose Ruiz with Jason Bors. Leader comes across the line now, and Chris Gillette dominating heat number 1. Great run there, and Gillette has kept his nose out of trouble. Laver just has a little bit of breathing room now between himself and that 22 card of Jack Turnbull. So Laver will be feeling confident with 2.5 laps left that he will be able to close up that gap. The leader heads across the start-finish line, coming up onto the back of Jason Bors in the 96 car to put him a lap down. Turnbull is still pushing hard, but Laver has the advantage now. Turnbull sticks the nose up the inside and makes the pass. Laver's going to get freight trained here. Eddie Ruiz gets past him as well, and now Hanrahan is trying to make a move. Last lap out this time by for your race leader, cart number 4 in Chris Gillette. They head into the pit turn. It is second position now, Barry Laver. No, sorry, it's Jack Turnbull. Laver, of course, dropping 3 places on that last lap as they drive under the white flag. Eddie Ruiz up into third position now. Great drive by the Ruiz construction cart. But as they come to the checkered flag now, it's Chris Gillette that takes the victory. Gillette takes the win in heat number 1. Jason Bors across the line, 1 lap down in the 96 cart. Then it goes back to second place, one of the Ruiz construction entries of Jack Turnbull, followed by Eddie Ruiz, then it's Michael Hanrahan, Barry Laver, Greg Williams comes home in 6th position. Rodney Franks gets passed on the last lap by Jose Ruiz, who comes back to 7th. And 8th place, Rodney Franks, the last of the carts on the leader's lap. An interesting start for sure here in the first heat of the day with Sportsman 125, Super Heavies and Heavies on the circuit. Up next, it's Clubman Pro.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell, Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
Getting set now for a start. Clubman Pro, heat number one. Sam Simpson should be starting off the pole. Looks like there's transponder problems there for Sam Simpson. Matthew Tuff in the 79, out of position number two. Jackson Delamont in the four, card out of three. And Kelly Simpson starts out of position number four. Delamont to waste no time. Up the inside, off the start, trying to get himself up into the front position. Tuff leads through the S's for the first time. So Matthew Tuff out in front here with Delamont back there in second position. Delamont fakes inside, now goes for an outside move up the back straight and completes the pass. And Jackson Delamont is your new race leader. So Delamont leading the way as they come down. One card off into the kiddie litter there. I think that might have been the pole sitter in Sam Simpson. So Sam Simpson off the circuit. She's just trying to pull a cart clear now. And that leaves us down with only the three runners remaining. Lap number one in the books. Jackson Delamont leads the way from Matthew Tuff and Kelly Simpson. As they work their way around the top of the circuit now. Still no challenge for Delamont. He has a three-cart length advantage as they work their way across the start-finish line to complete lap number two. Oh, that's no good for Kelly Simpson. She's pulled her cart into pit lane. So now it's just the two runners out there, Jackson Delamont and Matthew Tuff. So the gap, which was half a second last time by, looks like it has extended itself much further. A 35-second lap for Jackson Delamont last time by. This time by, he opens that gap up to 0.8 of a second with a 34.6. Matthew Tuff, a 34.86. So there was that 0.26 of a seconds different between the two front runners. Kelly and Samantha Simpson both off the circuit now. And Jackson Delamont well in front, leading the way comfortably here as the race leaders head down and across the start-finish line. Jackson Delamont in that intrepid cart. Matthew Tuff in the Arrow sits back in second position. Both running the Yamaha KT100S engine in this Clubman Pro. Cart and driver combined weight is 150 kilograms. And at the moment, Jackson Delamont is well out in front. So Delamont leading the way. He's extended his lead on every lap, and this lap across in a 34.195. A 34.195 for Jackson Delamont. A 34.875 for Matthew Tuff finds him now 2.179 seconds behind your race leader in Jackson Delamont. So across the complete lap number six, and Delamont dominating heat number one of Clubman Pro. This is, of course, the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. We thank you for joining us here at the Canberra Kartway. Don't forget, round number seven of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship will be held at the Grenfell Kart Club. And it will be at the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival on the Kids on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July. Classes include midgets, midget peas, rookies, junior national light and heavy, junior clubmen, Senior National Light and Heavy, Senior National Super Heavy, Clubman Light and Heavy, Clubman Super Heavy, Tag Restricted Light and Heavy, Rotax Light and Heavy, and Rotax Super Heavy, along with Open Performance. Midgets are well welcome here, and as part of Grenfell Car Club's Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids and closed state title packages, if you enter this closed state titles, you can race at the Bob Hine Memorial for 50% off your race entry. Plus, you'll get free track usage and free camping in the week leading up to the closed state titles. Now, midgets can race at the closest thing to a state title, which, of course, is the closed state title. And at the Bob Hine Memorial, come and race in a full field of carts and challenges for great prizes that are up for grabs. There's full canteen facilities available, there's showers available, camping permitted at the track, and free practice on Friday. For more information, visit www.grenfellkartclub.org.au or give them a call on 0429 649 931. The Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July at the Grenfell Kart Club. It's going to be a great weekend, and of course it is round 7 of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Across the line, and Jackson Delamont now completes 10 of the scheduled 12 laps here. Still 5 seconds ahead of Matthew Tough. Kelly Simpson and Sam Simpson both having drama. Sam Simpson spinning off the track at the top of the circuit on lap number 1. Kelly Simpson pulling into pit lane on lap number 2. But Jackson Delamont will head down the pit straight now and head towards the start-finish line to see the last lap board, and white flags are out. As he heads across the start-finish line, no troubles there. Another solid lap at 33.9 that time by. His best was the previous lap at 33.8. Matthew Tough at 34.55. So 5.6 seconds the difference between first and second on the track. That works out to over the length of the back straight in Clubman Pro. So as Delamont heads towards the checkered flag, he takes a solid win in heat number 1 of Clubman Pro. Matthew Tough home in second place, and we'll have the midgets out on the circuit next here in the 6th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud of Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Amen.
Well, the midgets are out on the circuit now, and we get set for their first heat of the morning. It is Jaden Boulding in the 16 card. He'll start from the pole. Cameron Skeleton. Then it's Thomas Sargent, Taylor Harness, Taylor Chancellor, Real Venezuela, and Josh Haynes, who make their way in good formation as they come through the pit turn. Boulding starting to pick up the throttle. Away and no. They've gone with the 7 cart of Taylor Harness, who is interestingly on the pole here. Okay, the 58 of Rios Venezuela is off the circuit. So he's got troubles, but I had down that the 16 of Jaden Boulding should be off the pole. So the officials are talking about the 7 now, but by the starting sheets, the 16 should be off the pole. So I'm not sure what's happened there. As they get set, getting set for a start this time by. Away and racing, a very even start that time. As up the inside, Thomas Sargent makes the move. Oh, trouble for Harness there, who gets spun round and might be caught on the ripple strip at the bottom of the circuit, trying to get her card off that ripple strip now. Not having much luck as the leaders head up the top of the circuit. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit, Thomas Sargent had made a great start that time. Unfortunately for Taylor Harness now, she has to get some assistance to get that cart going again. And we'll have to move into the pit lane. So Sargent is your race leader. Skelton in second position, just 1 second back at the end of the first lap. Boulding now in 16. Then it's Josh Haynes, Taylor Chancellor, and the two carts that are in trouble here, Taylor Harness and Reels Venezuela. So leader is Sargent. Sargent across the line in a 39.736. Only cart in the 39s currently is Thomas Sargent. So the 47 card of Sargent really showing great speed here in this cold start to the 6th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Of course, Sargent from Grenfell, where the championship moves to next month on the 2nd and 3rd of July, as I mentioned earlier. And Sargent, really, in the Tegra-sponsored cart, doing a great job at the front of the field. Another good time. A 39.368, so Sargent is on a charge. Cameron Skelton is from the Combined Districts Kart Club. The Extreme Oils cart sits back there in second position. And it's Jaden Boulding from Canberra with Josh Haynes, Taylor Chancellor, the five runners still out on the circuit currently. So about to put lap number 4 in the books, and Thomas Sargent in that 47 cart. One of the quickest of the youngsters getting around the state. Is Sargent, always does a great job here in the National Capital. And of course, no stranger to the Grenfell layout, which we'll see all the competitors at next month. Boulding has made the pass on Skelton now. So at half race distance, it is Sargent, Boulding, Skelton, Haynes and Chancellor. Sargent just looking around, summing up the situation quite nicely, a 39.2. So Sargent's time's just getting quicker and quicker. Finally, Boulden gets into the 39s with a 39.9. So only two of the drivers under a 40-second lap. Looks like Taylor Chancellor just having some troubles there through the right-hander. Great driving here. Heat one of the midgets, Thomas Sargent through again. And for the first lap since the start of the race, Sargent has not been able to better his previous time. So 39.5 that last time by, but a 5.831 second advantage over Jaden Boulden in second position is the gap. Skilton now is a further 2.6 seconds back, and then it's back to Haynes, who is 2.4 seconds further back, with Chancellor 5 seconds behind Haynes. Laps counting down here in heat number one of the midgets, across the line with 3 laps left to run. Great driving here from Thomas Sargent, who has really dominated the field, made a great move off the start to split the front row, and then has continued on. So Sargent heads down into the pit turn to start his final lap. So Sargent heads up to the top of the circuit. And Sargent with a 39.179. So the Grenfell driver going quickest again. Sargent, great drive by him. Across the start-finish line, Sargent works his way into Revolution Race Gear Turn number 1. Boulding in second position, then it's Skelton in third. Boulding a 39.695. That's his best lap of the race. That's back to Haynes and Chancellor rounding out the field. Up as the leader heads down to receive the checkered flag, Thomas Sargent takes the victory. Sargent takes the win from Jaden Boulding. Boulding back there in second position. Skelton comes home in third, 14 seconds behind the leader. Then it's Josh Haynes and Taylor Chancellor. After a spin in the middle section of that race, finishes off strong in fifth position. So a great start there for the midgets in heat number one of their race day here in round six of the Canberra Kart Racing Championship. It's Junior National up next.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner.
or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, a proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Junior National Light and Heavy mixed in here with Jamie Luff to start from the pole. Chris Cooper out of position number 2. Jamie Lee Scorgie out of 3. Zach Boyd out of 4. And Brody Duncan Lund out of position number 5. Too big a jump that time by Chris Cooper on the outside of the front row. Has seen the field being asked to reform. So heat number 1 of the juniors. Up next, the rookies. Then it's open performance. Sportsman Restricted and Junior Max to round out the first round of heats today. Thank you for joining us here at the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Starting to form up now. It's taken them a while to get into position to reform. Even start again the outside front row. Going to send these juniors back to the dummy grid. Luff just not picking up the pace when Cooper's expecting him to. So, Junior National heading back to the dummy grid. I'm sure the officials will have words with them. That means rookies will be out very shortly here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Just make mention, anyone that wants to get involved or upgrade their equipment in the juniors, the Pluises, Shea Pluises Junior Kit is all up for sale. If you contact Gary or Lee Pluis, they can give you more details about the equipment that is available. But it's carts, engines and a whole bunch of spares all available for anyone that wants to either upgrade their junior kit or if they're getting ready for making the move out of rookies into juniors. Rookies heading out onto the circuit now for their first heat. They line up as follows. Sean Subiteri is off the pole in the 55 cart. 37 of Thomas Ewert is out of position number 2. Cody Boulding in the 88 is out of 3. The 17 of Josh Hemphill is out of position number 4. 70 of Josh Fife starts out of position number 5. And the 22 of Lachlan Chancellor will start out of position number 6. So the rookies getting set for a start. They're in good formation around the top of the circuit. Hopefully they can hold that right the way down. About set for a start. On the outside, Ewert's keen to get going, but Subiteri gets a good clean start off the front row. And Subiteri leads the way. Diving up the inside is Cody Boulding in the 88 cart. Works his way, or tries to work his way up to second, but Ewert fights hard on the outside of the front row and holds on for the moment. Now Boulding coming back at him. Cody Boulding from the inside to the outside. Just can't quite find a way through at the moment, but Subiteri is leading the way Ewart, Boulding, Hemphill, Chancellor and Fife for your running order. And Sean Shibutari has really opened up a huge advantage as he comes across the star finish line to complete lap number one. A 38.858 opening lap for the rookies. There's Sean Shibutari really flying at the moment. Cody Boulding has got up as Thomas Ewart's had some problems there in the concluding stages of that lap and has dropped down three places. So it's Boulding in second position, Hemphill, Chancellor, Ewart and Fife, the running order now. Race leader, Sean Shibutari, who had a 2.04 second lead last time by, extends his lead now by another 0.3 of a second as both the two front runners are in the 38 second laps, a 38.14 for Sean Shibutari and a 38.46 for Cody Boulding. That's his first lap without any traffic in front of him. And Boulding absolutely charging here. Hemphill now in third position with the 37 car to Thomas Ewart making the pass on Lachlan Chancellor. Fife getting through as well. So Hemphill and Ewart, they were mixing it up coming off the pit turn through the dogleg. Just couldn't sort it out in time. And Ewart still in fourth position at the start-finish line, but it's a great battle going on for third position currently as Shibutari and Boulding check out at the front of the field. So as that battle rages for third, around the outside, it looks like Ewart has got the speed, but just wants to get some clear track so he can start making up some of the ground that he's lost. Hemphill holding his line, not doing anything to cause a mistake which would give up that position. He holds it tight going into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. Ewart, with nowhere really left to go, has to fall in line, but he's got Josh Fife right on his back bumper, really starting to mix it up with him. So as the leader heads down the pit straight, this battle for third rages on around the top of the circuit. Now Ewart gets to the inside, coming off the top turn, and does make the pass. So Hemphill shuffled back to fourth now and under the clutches of Josh Fife, who's also got a good head of steam up in the stable karting entry. Hemphill and Fife now battling it out as Ewart starts to pull away here in rookies heat number one. Sean Shibutari now down into the 37 second laps with a 37.661, his fastest. Cody Boulding with a 38.024. Then Ewart, who's now got some clean track in front of him, will be interested to see what his laps might be like. He was a 39.373 that last time by. He heads towards the start finish line now. Oh! Runs the ripple strip and almost tips his card over. He hit the ripple strip so far. That cost him a bit of time, but he was a 38.9 on that last lap. So even though he lost a few tenths with that wild run through the dogleg, he still is able to turn off a pretty good time as we get down to three laps left to go this time by for your race leader, Sean Shibutari. A 37.5, his fastest of the race as he crosses the line. Also matched by a 37.8 by Cody Boulding, who sits in second position. Now Ewart, can he do his best lap? No, it was a 39.001. Hemphill and Fife still battling it out for fourth place with Chancellor back there in sixth position. He had a 37.72, did Lachlan Chancellor that last time by. So he's showing some good speed, just trying to close up and get back into the fight for fourth place. As Sean Shibutari, with two laps remaining, heads into the pit turn and now the S's. Then it comes Cody Boulding, Ewart, another good time, a 38 second lap, Hemphill and Fife having a great battle there, the Battle of the Joshuas, with Lachlan Chandler trying to close up into that battle. So as the leader heads down towards the white flag now, it is Sean Shibutari who leads the way. But this battle for fourth position is a three-way battle now as they head towards the white flag. Boulding, Ewert in second and third. And then it's Hemphill, Fife and Chancellor. Here comes Chancellor now, who's been very quick. Can he capitalise on that speed as they come to the chequered flag? Sean Shibutari is going to win this one. He is well out in front as he heads down the pit lane. The battle is for fourth. Hemphill just holding his line. Fife checks up. Will that be Chancellor's opportunity? As Shibutari takes the win. They're side by side heading up the back straight as Boulding comes home in second. Ewert's in third, but the battle is for fourth as it heads down the pit straight for the final time. It looks like Hemphill might have done enough as Ewert comes across the line in third. And fourth place, Hemphill holds on ahead of Josh Fife and Lachlan Chancellor. A great battle to the checkered flag there in heat number one of the rookies. We'll have the junior nationals back out on the circuit in just a few moments.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175. Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murray and Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So Junior Nationals, after having had their chat with the officials, remain with Jamie Luff in the 42 on the pole, Chris Cooper in the 94 out of position number 2, Jamie Lee Scorgi in the 18, and Zach Boyd, the P plater, in the 11 with the 27 of Brody Duncan Lunn. Away and racing, Luff gets the jump that time. Scorgi up the inside, grabs second position. As Luff, Scorgi work their way up over the rise and through the dip up onto the back straight now. Scorgi looks to the inside of Luff to make the pass as they head into the top turns. Luff's fighting her off. Side by side round the top of the circuit, but Scorgi has the line coming off the top turns, and Jamie Lee Scorgi leads the way here in lap number one of junior competition. Scorgi is leading the junior national light point score on 30 points ahead of Angus Pulford, who's not racing here today. In fact, the next best in the point score at the moment is Jamie Luff and then Chris Cooper, but they're both well down the order compared to Jamie Lee Scorgi. He's been very consistent this year with 30 points on the adjusted scoreboard. So as Scorgi comes across the line once again, it's Scorgi, Luff, Duncan Lund, Cooper and Boyd rounding out the field. So a race leader, Jamie Lee Scorgi, in that Yass Firewood Supplies cart, a 37.969, her best lap on lap number two. That is almost 0.5 of a second better
Then Jamie Luff, who is a 38.292. As Jamie Lee heads across the line, Jamie Luff sits in second, then back to Brody Duncanlund with Cooper and Boyd. So no one in direct competition at the moment here in the junior national category. On the circuit, it's very much single file all the way around the track. So Scorgi around the top of the circuit. Last lap a 37.8, so she's gone better than her previous best. Jamie Luff just 5 thousandths of a second slower that last lap. Scorgi here, the 37.3 this time by. Luff with a 37.8. Duncanlund, a 37.9. Chris Cooper, a 38.5. And then Boyd, his best is a 43.2. He just did a 43.3 that last time by. So Scorgi well out in front. Her gap, 1.7 seconds the last time by the stripe. We check now as it's extended to 2 seconds. So Jamie Lee Scorgi out to a very solid lead. They're starting to concertina together, Luff and Brody Duncanlund. So Duncanlund now, who's only 0.25 of a second back from second placement, Jamie Luff, they're going to be battling this one out to the end, you feel. 4 laps remaining for the race leader, Jamie Lee Scorgi, who now seems to have settled into a rhythm. Last time by a 37.2, so our last 3 laps have been a 37.3, a 37.4 and a 37.2. It's a very consistent running by that cart number 18. Jamie Luff in second position, Brody Duncanlund just maintaining that gap for the moment. They are coming up onto the back of Zach Boyd. Boyd about to go one lap down. Scorgi coming up onto the back of the number 11 to put him one lap down. So Zach Boyd. Scorgi gets through the dip and makes the pass. Didn't lose too much time. The concern now is for Jamie Luff and Brody Duncanlund, who catch Boyd through the top turns. It looks like it might work out better for Luff. It does. Luff managing to get through cleanly, and Duncanlund just got balked coming off that top turn, so that gap's going to open up again. So Jamie Lee Scorgi, everything going right for her. A 37.4, even after having to lap a back marker. It was a great lap for her. Jamie Luff. Yep. No, no, 2. I'd already clicked it. Oh, yep, yep. 1 lap left to go this time by. As Jamie Lee Scorgi comes across the line. Great drive there. And Jamie Lee Scorgi. Jamie Luff still holding off the challenge from Brody Duncanlund. That gap doubling because of the back marker and just the catching the back marker at an inopportune time for Brody Duncanlund. And now he has a lot of work to do and not much time left to do it. Jamie Lee Scorgi heads through the pit turn and heads to the checkered flag. Jamie Lee Scorgi takes the win. Luff through in second. Then it's Brody Duncanlund, Chris Cooper and Zach Boyd is 1 lap down in 5th position. Good race there for Junior Nationals Heat number 1. Up next, it's Open Performance and Sportsman Light.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Zablo on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here in Open Performance and Sportsman Light. Andrew Gillespie in the 51 cart will start from the pole. Jake Lambie in the 2 cart starts out of position number 2. Jose Ruiz in the 77 starts out of position number 3, with Nick Clappin in the 95 starting out of position number 4. In Sportsman Light, they'll start from position 5 on. It's Jackson Delamont in the 48. Brendan Scorgie in the 53, Mark Townsend in the 13, Paul Hamilton in the 14, Stephen Lowe in the 4, David Lowe in the 6 guard, and Matthew Cooley will start out of position number 11 in the 92 card. So Mark Townsend and Jackson Delamont. I've got, looks like Townsend not out on the circuit. Away in racing, and it's a good start up the inside by the pole sitter Gillespie. Lambie gets caught out wide into turn number 1, and that has allowed the 34 cart. Well, that's interesting. I don't have a 34 listed on my score sheet. So it must be the 54 of Brendan Scorgie, perhaps, that's up into second position. We'll see them as they come round. Cross the line, Gillespie. Then it's the 34, I'm thinking the Intrepid cart running. Then behind him is the 2. Two cart of Jake Lambie. That's the S&P security cart. Then it goes back to the 77 of Jose Ruiz. Delamont leads the Sportsman's. I can only think that 34 is Nick Clappin, who's showing here as a 95 on my score sheets. So as they come up around the circuit, it is still leading the way. Andrew Gillespie in the 51. Then it's the 34 of Nick Clapham in second position. Behind him, the 77 of Jose Ruiz. Then it's back to Jake Lambie in the 2. Further back there, it's Jackson Delamont holding off Brendan Scorgie, who's got Paul Hamilton right on his back bumper. That's the best battle on the circuit so far. As we watch that battle now, as it heads up around the top of the circuit, Scorgie holding off Hamilton. So Hamilton pushing hard, can't get past the cosmic cart of Scorgie just yet. They work through the S's and up over the rise. Four laps down. Coming to complete lap number five is your race leader, Andrew Gillespie. Across the start-finish line, a 31.1 second lap by Gillespie at the front of the field. Delamont still comfortably in fifth place. And Hamilton still unable to make the pass on Scorgie at the moment. So as the leader, Gillespie across the start finish line once again, a 31.0, followed by Clapham with a 31.9. So that gap now out to almost 5 seconds. Delamont still comfortably out in front in the Sportsman Light. Behind him is this great battle that's going on between Scorgie and Hamilton. Scorgie and Hamilton battling hard still. Race leader, there's still Andrew Gillespie. Looks like it's starting to tighten up there between Nick Clapham and Jose Ruiz. So Jose Ruiz starting to make an impression now in on the back of that 34 card of Nick Clapham. Race leader heads round the top of the circuit, still leading this battle of the open performance carts. Lap number 9 goes into the book for Andrew Gillespie. Nick Clapham still holding off Jose Ruiz, but that gap's closed right down now. Here comes Hamilton up the inside of Scorgie. He makes the pass. Scorgie tries to cross back side by side into the S's, and Hamilton will hold the spot. Race leader heads down to complete lap number 10. Across the start-finish line, and still now Hamilton trying to close in on a race leader of the Sportsman Lights. Gillespie comes across the line. He leads the way. Gillespie from Clapham. What can Jose Ruiz do? Ruiz looks to the inside, makes the dive, and takes the spot. Now Clapham comes back at him. Side by side through the S as they go, and Ruiz has got the spot now here on the last lap. It's Lambie coming under some pressure now from the 48 of Jackson Delamont. With the checkered flag at the ready though, Andrew Gillespie takes the victory. Battle for second still raging on. It is Jose Ruiz. Ruiz gets across the line in second position from Nick Clapham in third. Then it's Lambie, Delamont. Hamilton holds on. Further back then to Scorgie. Back then behind him was Matthew Cooley. Stephen Lowe and Dave Lowe, we didn't talk much about them, but they come across the line now to complete the running order. Great run there in the open performance and also sportsman like classes. Sportsman's Restricted is up next, and then it'll be Junior Max to close out the first round of the day here at the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
As we get set for heat number one of Restricted Sportsman. Heading out onto the circuit now, Stephen Hampson in the 38 kart. We'll start from the pole. Brad Fisher in the 76 will start out of position number two. Adam McCoy, who's leading the points in the Rotax Restricted Sportsman, starts out of position number three. John McCabe in the six starts out of four. Then it's Dale Parry, Scott Nielsen, Daniel Hoffman, Michael Yoakum, James Marquez, Matthew Fisher, Sarah Kelly, Darren Longren, Billy Scrogers, and John Gillespie. So looking for a start this time by Stephen Hampson from the pole with Brad Fisher alongside him. Look even at the moment, away and racing. It's a good even start. Hampson in the go hosting cart, gets a tap and spun by McCabe in the two car, McCoy, sorry, in the two cart. And that stacks on the mill. There's more, four or five carts involved in that incident. So the leaders head up the back straight now. And that is really going to turn things around in the points. One cart stranded at the bottom of the circuit was the 41. That's Sarah Kelly. She'll have to return to the pit lane. Won't be able to take any further part. Across the line, and Brad Fisher with John McCabe first and second. Then it's Nielsen, Hoffman, Yoakum, Marquez. In fact, no, it was Matthew Fisher in the 41. My apologies. Sarah Kelly's in the 14, running in seventh position. Then it's John Gillespie, the first of the P-platers. Darren Longren in the 34. Hampson, then it's Parry McCoy, Billy Sigouris, and then Fisher, of course, unable to complete the race. He had to jump out of his cart to get it refired. They head through. Scott Nielsen now the leader in the 12 cart. Nielsen, who started out of position number 5, in fact, check that, it was number 6, already up through the traffic and is your race leader. So Fisher McCabe in a good battle there. In fact, the 41 Fisher is going to have to be black flagged. The officials now talking about it. He did jump out of his car. So Fisher holding off McCabe at the moment. Daniel Hoffman is right there as well as McCabe makes the move on Fisher. They're side by side through the dip. They touch as they head up the back straight. Around the top of the circuit, still battling for position there. The switchback, McCabe, Hoffman and Fisher. As the black flag goes out to the 41. Of Matthew Fisher. Brad Fisher in that 76 card is really backing up the field, allowing Scott Nielsen to get well away. And that will be interesting to see if McCabe and Hoffman can make the pass. It's now got Marquez and Hampson, who got another position on that last lap, getting past Michael Yoakum. So this has been good for Hoffman, for Hampson, I should say, who's now past Hoffman and the 56 of Marquez, making the move on Hoffman this lap. So Brad Fisher backing up the field has allowed Stephen Hampson to really recover well. As the leader, Scott Nielsen, is up onto the back of the 41 now of Matthew Fisher. Billy Sigouris about to go a lap down, has in fact just gone a lap down to your leader. Oh, a spin there. Hampson has spun again. So a Hampson who is pushing to get up to fourth position has spun and now has really fallen well down the running order. So Scott Nielsen, Brad Fisher, John McCabe, then it's Hoffman, Marquez, Yoakum, McCoy, Kelly, Gibson. The 41 cart just continuing to ignore the black flag. He definitely saw it that time. As Nielsen gets past Fisher now. So Brad Fisher just getting caught on the back of the Billy Sigouris cart. That is allowing John McCabe to close right back up. And now, it's nose to tail between McCabe and also so I'd suggest Matthew Fisher is going to have a long chat to the clerk of the course at the following of this race for ignoring a black flag. That is a fairly serious penalty. Battle for second continues on. Brad Fisher and John McCabe, they go at it again. Three carts wide as they head down the front straight. That was McCoy and Marquez trying to swap positions again. As the leader, two laps to go for cart number 12. Scott Nielsen leading the way. Nielsen now. Nielsen, Fisher, still trying to battle on, but McCabe has got him on this lap by. So McCabe into second. Hoffman's in fourth behind Fisher. McCoy, Marquez, white flag coming out now for the 12 cart. Nielsen leading the way, McCabe, Fisher, Hoffman. Then it's back to McCoy and Marquez. Great battling all over the circuit after we saw shenanigans off the start. Gillespie and Kelly both losing a position to Hampson, who's fighting back, now up into seventh position. But really no chance as Hampson takes the Nielsen takes the victory. Scott Nielsen takes the win from John McCabe in the sixth card. Then it's the 76 of Brad Fisher. McCoy getting past Hoffman at the line. Marquez, Hampson's then the next card through. John Gillespie, Sarah Kelly. Then we wait for Dale Parry. Will be the final card on the leader's lap is Michael Yocum. So some interesting racing there. Matthew Fisher, the 41 card, I'd suggest to you, is going to have a long words with the officials about ignoring a black flag. Up next, it's Junior Max here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. That'll conclude heat number one.
Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages or knocking down and rebuilding on your land along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in or the brand new display home in Bonner. Or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses for warframe requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Nobody's gonna save my life. happens tonight? Over and over, is it really over?
Just waiting for them to form up now, and Junior Rotax Max will be underway. Alex Nicholson in the 27 will start from the pole. Tom Wilshere out of position number 2, and Chris Anthony out of position number 3. So forming up now, should be set for a start next time by, you would think. As we get set for the final heat in this first round of heats, Junior Rotax Max about set to go racing. Good formation, away and racing. Oh, a big jump off the start for Chris Anthony, who gets away to a flying start here in lap number 1. They work their way up over the rise. Back there, Chris Anthony, Tom Wilshere, Alex Nicholson. I've got Alex Nicholson down as did not start. So, he's definitely out on this track. Chris Anthony in the Retrovision Video Easy Kuma cart. Heads down through into the pit turn. But Alex Nicholson leading the way here. Nicholson, Anthony, and Wilshere. All spread evenly around the circuit. Chris Anthony, a 34.9, his last lap. As they work their way through the pit turn, Alex Nicholson with a 32.9 second lap, and he is well out in front of the field. Anthony, Wilshere, and Nicholson. Oh, the three runners in Junior Max. Great driving here from Nicholson, who is definitely out in front. 32.6. He's got more than a second and a half faster lap time than Chris Anthony in that 21 cart. Drivers from all over the state here, Canberra, Orange, and the Sapphire Coast. But at the moment, it is Alex Nicholson who is dominating the field. So, as I mentioned earlier in the day, the next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club is over at the Grenfell Kart Club, and it will be for the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. It's Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July, with a full grid of classes. They're also offering a package for the closed state title if you enter both events. So it's going to be a great weekend of racing. 2 days of action, Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July, out there at Grenfell. We hope you can join us for that one. Of course, it is the 7th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. So Alex Nicholson leading the way here in heat number 1 of Junior Rotax Max. Nicholson back then to Chris Anthony, then Tom Wilshere running in third position. The gap between second and third time-wise starting to even out. They both had their best laps on that last lap, a 33.762 for Chris Anthony. For Tom Wilson, Wilshere, it was a 33.9. Alex Nicholson, though, very consistent, still in those 32s, a 32.637, his best a 32.624, so just continually clocking off good laps each and every time he comes across that start-finish line. So a good solid drive by Alex Nicholson in the club championship for Junior Rotax. It's been an interesting one because we haven't had the Rotaxes out on the circuit every race, but Chris Anthony is leading the way on adjusted points. He's on 16 points from Alex Nicholson, who sits on 10. Then Michael Stewart, Lachlan Gibson, both not here this weekend. So it's going to be a good opportunity for Alex Nicholson to grab some points back off Chris Anthony if he can maintain this sort of pace right throughout the entire day's racing. Across the start-finish line again, and Nicholson completes lap number 9. So Nicholson, your race leader, he leads by 12 seconds ahead of Chris Anthony. Tom Wilshere a further 0.7 of a second back. So as he starts lap number 10, it is Alex Nicholson leading the way from Anthony and Wilshere. So Anthony working hard, maintaining that spot, but his time's now just starting to drop off a little bit more than what Wilshere's are. So across the line to start his final lap is Alex Nicholson. Anthony and Wilshere concertinaing back together, but Wilshere still too far back, you'd think, to be able to make a run at second position, but they've had a good solid performance there right throughout this race. As Nicholson heads down towards the checkered flag, Nicholson takes the win. Nicholson takes the victory. Anthony still holding off Wilshere for second and third positions. That concludes the first round of racing here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. We'll be back with the